الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How can you deny Allah? A denial of Allah, kufr, is denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself. That denial itself, which is amounts to atheism. Or it can also mean in the kufr in the sense of kufran ni'mat, as is mentioned in Surah Al-Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this especially with respect to shukr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the opposite of shukr as kufr. So kufran ni'mat is also kufr of a particular kind. It is not kufr as in denying Allah, but it is kufr as in denying the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How can you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can you deny His ni'mat? How can you deny His blessings? فَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You were dead. You did not exist. فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. And He gave you life. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And then you will die and you will be revived again and you will be given life again, and then to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your return. I remind myself and you that this life that Allah has given us is among His greatest blessings. It is one of the greatest blessings, it is the greatest blessing, because this is the one part of our existence which began in the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will continue into the akhirah, into Jannah or Jahannam. May Allah save us from Jahannam. We ask Allah for Jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-Jannah wa na'uzuika min al-Nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah for this. This existence is something which is forever. But in that existence, there is one small window which we call the life. It's actually a misnomer, because the entire existence is life. But this life in this dunya, the hayat of the dunya, this one small window in this entire continuum of existence is the greatest blessing of Allah, because this is the only opportunity that we have of affecting the rest of our life, which is forever. There's no end to that life. This one window which is given to us is a window which, where we have been given the opportunity to do something about the rest of our lives. The important thing to understand here is that in this life, in this window that Allah gave us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us control over some things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us control over other things. The problem with shaitan, or the game of shaitan, is he inverts this order. And he convinces us that the things that are in our control, we don't have to worry about them. And the things that are not in our control, in any case, shaitan tells us that we have to worry about them. So in this life, this window of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put into our control. Allah gave us complete and total control over whether or not we want Jannah. Allah gave this into our control. You want Jannah, you can take Jannah. You don't want Jannah, don't take Jannah. Allah gave us control about which level of Jannah do you want. Lower level, middle level, high level, Jannatul Firdausul A'la. This is in our control. Complete, 100%. It has been given into our control to decide whether we want Jannah, to decide whether what level we want in Jannah. Allah gave us in our control to furnish this Jannah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this Jannah is like a open, bare field. There is nothing in it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the opportunity to furnish. You want palaces built. You want gardens built. You want rivers built. Whatever you want in this Jannah. Allah gave us control over all this. Allah did not give us control over how much money we will earn. This is written. It cannot be decreased, it cannot be increased. Allah did not give us control over how long we will live. This is written. There is no control over that. We cannot die earlier than our time and we cannot live one second more than our time. Allah did not give us control over our health except in a very minimal way, which is that you eat certain things or you don't eat certain things, you don't do drug abuse and so on. But health in terms of how long will your strength last, what will happen to you, what will not happen to you. A very good dear friend of mine, he is now about 75. Until 1 year ago, he went to Japan and he climbed Fujiyama. He climbed the mountain Fuji. And he climbed Fujiyama earlier and faster than people who were 20 years and 30 years junior to him. Everyone was absolutely fantastic. How, what kind of fitness is this and so on and so on. He was that fit. One year earlier. And then he dropped some hot water on his foot and it became septic and he didn't take care of it. As a result of which he got an illness. Today he has minimal control over his limbs. So he cannot walk from this end of this room to that end of the room without falling down. He is constantly in danger of falling down. He has fallen down many times. He has hurt himself. And he can hardly walk. And I spoke to him the other day. He was telling me, 1 year earlier I climbed Fujiyama. And I climbed it faster than people half my age. So what happened to all that fitness? All that entire life spent in chasing fitness. I am not saying it is something wrong. I mean, you must do that. There is nothing romantic about looking like a pregnant cow. I mean, you know, the point is that it's important to do, but don't believe that because of this your health will remain or because of this your strength will. No. Your strength, your health and so on is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to take care of ourselves because this body is a trust. Like our wealth is a trust, like our children are trust, like our authority and power and whatever Allah gives is a trust. So you can't abuse it. You have no right to abuse it. You must look after it. But there is no control on that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this life and He gave us control over something else. Now shaitan turns it around. Shaitan says, don't worry about the akhirah. Worry about the dunya. What will happen to you tomorrow? If you don't earn money, what will happen to your family? If you don't prepare for your retirement, something will happen to you. But if you don't prepare for your permanent retirement, nothing will happen to you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. How can you deny this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you life? There were two sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, both of whom accepted Islam on the same day. And then one of them died in a ghazwa, in a war. And the other one died 1 year later. Now, one of the other sahaba, I think if I'm not mistaken, Allah alam, it was Abu Talha al-Ansari, Allah alam. He saw both of these sahaba in a dream. After the second one passed away, he saw them in a dream and he came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I saw in my dream so and so and so and so. And as you know, both of them accepted Islam on the same day. And this one died shaheed in a war. And the other one died 1 year later of natural causes. But in my dream, I saw the second one entering Jannah before the first one. How is this possible? So Rasulullah ﷺ said, why are you surprised? Did the second one not get one more Ramadan? Did he not get one more year of doing good deeds? Did he not get one more Laylatul Qadr? And so on and so on. He counted out several things. So what does he tell us? He tells us the value of that 1 year. Now both of them went to Jannah, Alhamdulillah. But one of them went earlier than the other one. So it tells us the value of that 1 year. But it's not just the value of absolute time. It's the value of what they did with that time. It's not just 1 year just passed. May Allah forgive us, years and years and years pass in our lives. Rasulullah ﷺ said that if today is not better than yesterday, then you have wasted one day. Each day, you must take a hisab of the day and say, my yesterday, however I spent my day, today must be better than that.
And if you take the hisab at the end of tonight, tonight you sit down and say, well, my previous day was spent like this, this day was spent like this, and there is really no difference. Remember, we are not even talking about today is worse than yesterday. We are saying, no, that is not even in consideration. We are saying that today is equal to yesterday, then you wasted one day. Each day must be better than the previous day. How do we make that better? We are not bothered. We are not concerned. And this is kufran and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave us this life to use, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. So that is the point I want to make, that in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning and reminding us that you are nothing, Allah gave you life, and this life was a ni'mah. This life was a blessing. But did we use it as a blessing? Or did this life get wasted away? And may Allah forgive us if we use this life not as a blessing but as a problem, then that's a different matter. May Allah save us from that. Allah gave us wealth. Do we use this wealth as a blessing? Or is this wealth a curse for us? And we have examples right in front of our eyes. There are people for whom the wealth is a curse. Because of the wealth, they are unable to do haram. Because of the wealth, they fight, brother and brother fight. In their families, which are literally war with each other, not on speaking terms to each other. Only reason is because they have wealth. If they did not have that money, there would be no problems. I'm not saying they would be on the street. If they were, say, lower middle class kind of people who were, making ends meet, then these problems would not be there. The problems are there because of wealth. Now, it's not the wealth, it's how you treat that wealth. If you use that wealth in order to bring about understanding between each other, if you use that wealth in order to join hearts together, if you use that wealth to earn Jannah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, give sadaqah, because sadaqah cools the anger of Allah. Now, you can give sadaqah if you have money. So, alhamdulillah, money can be, I'm not saying money is, I'm saying money can be a means of blessing. I'm not saying money is a means of blessing, because that is not true. That is not true. If you look at the vast majority of cases, money is a fitna. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. He said that the maal is a fitna. It's a test. At best, it's a test. And at worst, it is a curse. So I remind myself and you, let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make good use of what Allah has given us. Make the best use of life, make the best use of strength, make the best use of knowledge, make the best use of money, make the best use of influence. And the best use is what? Is that which gives the best benefit for the akhirah. Now, automatically, that also means that you will do good in this world, because the one who is earning akhirah is automatically making friends, is automatically spreading goodness around himself, is automatically doing charity, is automatically benefiting people. So that is a spin-off from building our akhirah. But the focus is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu and to build our akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and enable us to do that which pleases him and to save us from that which does not please him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.